This is Mike from Pasco County Tub Refinishing, letting you know about an offer we have for this month. We are offering a tub special for tub refinishing of $199, tub and tile for $299. All of our work is warranted for 5 years. We offer senior discounts as well as military discounts and servicemen discounts. My email address is pascotubrefinishing@gmail.com, and our website is pascocountytubrefinishing.com. Ken, please give us a call. My name is Mike, and I'm the owner. Thank you very much. And my phone number is 727-557-8568.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McClain from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, 727-441-3000.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Don Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's your second hour of the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Okay, so guess what? Thank you so much on your drive time, and you're wondering what Hollywood Connections is all about. It's helping you get connected in show business. And if you go to hollywoodconnections.biz, you're going to see all what I do. We're updating that website this next week. But we also have a casting director next week in the house with us. Rose Rosen will be here, and we have film directors, producers, casting for TV and film. And we also have, well, Peter Blake's going to introduce our VIP guest that's in the house with us.
That's right. Former New York Jets quarterback. All around good guy. A good man. Walter Briggs.
I feel like I'm about to go on late night television. Oh, might I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good job.
Oh, my God. Hello, everybody. How are you out there in radio and TV land?
We're doing fabulous. And Yvonne is here with us and my co-host for the second hour of Hollywood Connections.
Of course. Where else would I be?
No place else but Hollywood Connections. Except Tennessee next week.
Oh, yes. Okay.
What show is that?
Oh, the Tampa Comic-Con is coming up the next weekend. It'll be in Tampa at the Tampa Convention Center. And there's so many stars. And we've got Austin St. John Original Power Rangers. That's in the movie, thegiftoftheheart.com, with my friend Andrew. And, we've got so many other celebrities there that will be, and I'll have reporters there as well.
Well, we got a lot of celebrities that are now participating in your show. Mm-hmm. And so now your show has taken a big leap and a big bound. And I thank you for even having me on. But, you know, when I come on, I bring my friends with me.
Okay.
So there's a few of them that's on the line.
Oh my
that
gosh,
we're
going to
talk about here in a little while, because you deserve it, Dawn. and Mama Yvonne.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
So I guess Peter's going to tell us there's somebody that's on the line. We don't know who yet, but Peter, who's on the line?
Yeah, we got Josh from Toys for Tots.
Oh, okay. We've got
Josh is on the line.
We've got A-Train, who's a comedian.
Oh.
And we also have former NFL offensive lineman of the Philadelphia Eagles,
Rusty Russell. Oh.
There you go.
Walter.
Very good.
All right.
Let's start out with Toys for Tots first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to do Josh first. That's cool because his schedule is really crazy.
They're all on right now.
All at the same time. Yes. That's awesome. Well, hi, Josh. Welcome to the show, Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, and I have a surprise for you. I'm going to make all my reporters and beauty queen reporters and the new pageant we're working on for World Tourism to help you with Toys for Tots this year.
Yes.
That works for me. That sounds good. I can use all the help I can get.
Yes, so we will be helping you.
Yes, we can do a toy drive at the station as well. We'll help you with that. And I'll have all the show guests bring Toys for Tots, and we can help you, make that happen and make miracles happen for children.
And I'll definitely promote that on my show. So,
very cool.
Well, Josh is here. Hey, Josh, what's up, big brother?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Josh, the one thing that I do want is, because I know your schedule is so tight, and I thank you so much for even the opportunity. We've been talking about the Christmas production and where we're going with it on the national level. But, Josh, I want you to fill us in on even your production coming up August 5th on Toys for Tots, because we're leading into the Christmas production where we're going to give so many toys away, and you have taken Toys for Tots so many leaps and bounds. Can you tell us a little bit about it so we know where to really get started with the Dawn Reese and Hollywood Connection show?
Yes, I mean, I don't know if everybody out there knows, but I mean, Toys for Tots is ran primarily by volunteer Marines, active and, retired Marines. So that's a big, I'm all about the Marine Corps, the armed services. They're the reason why we have the freedoms we do in this country. But that, that's a big part of it. And then also every child deserves a Christmas, and that's what their motto is, basically. And that's what we do. We raise money, raise toys to give to children, and families that wouldn't be able to have a Christmas without that. I think we all know if we were, back when we were all kids, if we woke up and there was no presents on the tree, that's a pretty crappy Christmas. So that's how I really got involved with it. I come from nothing, self-made, first person in my family, have a degree. Just for when I could give back, I would. So I've been part of my community for, over 10 years now, giving back. But my company, Platinum Royalties, has donated $600,000 back into Central Florida alone in the past 18 months. So, Toys for Tots is a big one. Our goal, again, is to raise another $100,000 this year for them. But as far as the event, August 5th, we're doing a massive, it's called Plug Crawling for a Cause. Because, my main focus when we're doing fundraising is to have fun with it. Yeah, we want people to donate money and toys, but I also want the people that are donating to have fun, feel like they're getting something back. We're doing Tub Crawling for a Cause. We permitted Church Street Station off, and we're doing 10 bars and venues downtown, and it's the first top. So it's $20 to get in. You must bring an unwrapped toy to get in also. If you don't, it's $30 to get in, and that extra money also goes to Toys for Tots. And then it's, Start to Harry Buffalo's, Lion's Pride, Avenue, Sigma, Joystick, Crow and Company, and it ends at Saddle Up. So, that's basically the event. It's August 5th, 4 p.m. It starts on Saturday at Church Street Station downtown. Our goal is to get $100,000 in toys and money.
Yes, exactly where the event will be taking place at? You have the address?
I don't know. It's church. It's basically you can fit in 55 West Church Street, but the exact address to Harry Buffalo's, which is right there, is 129 West Church Street. So 129 West Church Street, smack downtown next to the.
And this is on August 5th?
Yep. Starts at 4 o'clock.
From 4 to what?
It's basically 4 to whenever because, it is a pub crawl, but the first 2 hours from 4 to 6.
Okay.
We have we have Meet of the Times, the Pirate Show, Mangoes. We have stuff there for families. So the first 2 hours where the streets permitted, we did that so families can come out because, a lot of families that have kids and stuff want to come and participate. And since Harry Buffalo's and Lions Pride, the new Atlanta City soccer restaurant, they're restaurants, That's where. So the first 2 hours are set up like that and blocked off so we can have vendors and the children come out and you know, shake the pirate's hands or, you know, the knights from the medieval times or whatever, and take pictures with all of them. And there's just going to be tons of swag and stuff and gear. I mean, for $20, you're getting $55 back immediately at the door. You're getting a $30 gift card from my company, Platinum Royalties. But then you're getting five free drinks. You know, I know the pirate show is donating a free shot glass, and there's just tons of swag and stuff. We have a private jet giveaway from Trent Aviation.
Wow.
Private jet giveaway. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. All the bars and restaurants that are involved, they have their own customized links to sell their own tickets, and then whoever sells the most tickets, we're giving them a private jet to fly their staff down to Key West.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
Well, since I'm a celebrity, can I get involved? Can I get a private jet, man?
Yeah, man.
Hey, I know Josh, so I'll be okay.
The owner, John's an amazing guy. He's not only doing that, but they're doing a giveaway to two lucky winners. I think they're doing like a raffle ticket or something, or a silent auction, where two lucky people get to go on his private. He has 9 private jets now, and they just moved to downtown Orlando at the Executive Airport from MCO. But, I mean, he has, you know, anywhere from 8 seats to 19 seats on his jets. And
oh, wow.
I use them all the time. He's just amazing. It's an amazing company, and it's affordable. I mean, if you have one of my Platinum Royalties cards, literally, it's buy one, get one tickets where you can take two people and fly to Key West or the Bahamas or the Keys for only $300 on a private jet. That's just.
I just want the key to the jet. Is that okay?
Yeah. It's a good deal, man. I definitely would.
Hey, Josh, just to get in depth, I know you got short period of time because you're so doggone busy, and we thank you so much for even this opportunity. Is moving forward. Anything that you can do before August 5th, we're going to promote the heck out of you. Every Wednesday on the Don Reese Show from 6 to 8 and such. And with Mama Yvonne, we're going to start doing a whole bunch of publicity leading up to the Christmas project that we're going to lead up to yours for August 5th.
August 5th.
But then also we're going to lead up to the Christmas project, the Caregivers Christmas Carol. And we're going to make sure that everybody in the listening areas and the more and more people that chime in on a Wednesday, that we're going to make sure that we give so many toys away in your name, in the company, that everybody is going to be so proud of why we're even here today. And Hollywood Connections connected you today. And we thank you so much for the opportunity. And I guarantee you, it's going to make you proud one day.
I have a surprise for you. I'd like to cut a commercial for you, and we'll air that during the week as well. And we have I Miss in the Morning and other shows here that are syndicated. So we'll do that for you as a favor from Hollywood Connections. All righty?
Oh, that's awesome. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Josh, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Josh. I'll talk to you later, big guy. God bless you. Thank you for the time.
Yes, sir, Walter. Talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Okay.
So we're going to another guest.
Oh, my God. We have, we got more guests.
I
had to do that because I had to ad-lib a little bit. But, the next one is, we're going to say the I don't want to say the best for last or the last for best, because we're all family here.
That's right. Okay? You're the family.
And Mama and Don run the show. But I want to introduce, I don't even have to introduce him. He stays on tour. He's a big celebrity, comedy celebrity. And you know, everybody in the world knows him. His name is A-Train. A-Train, what's up, hey, dude?
Good job.
I want a question. A-Train, is that the one that takes you the quickest way to get to Harlem?
No, that is that. A-Train, quickest way to get to Harlem. A-Train, what's up, big brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing, man? What's going on, family?
We doing good.
Clearwater Beach, Florida here.
That's right.
You know, I went to comedy school after my divorce, you know, back from my ex-husband.
Oh,
no, seriously, I got to tell you. And I went to Sandy Shore, Pauly Shore's sister, and I loved it. And, you know, it's true. I went to therapy, and they said, oh, forget it. And I went to comedy school. I want to tell you, if you're going through a divorce, go to comedy school. I'm going to tell you. It works, and I even cut my name in half from Reisman to Reese.
Oh, my God.
That's why everybody...
Oh, my God.
And that's like,
I cut the man out.
That's like Andrew Zimmerman, the food show.
Yeah.
His name was Andrew Zimmerman. Do you know that he cut his name down? If you ever watched the food show,
what?
It's Andrew Zimmer.
Oh.
Because of what happened with George Zimmerman here in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, I do have to say I'm married to a wonderful man. His name is Burton Arnold, so I'm Arnold, which means fly like an eagle.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Well, I thank you so much, A-Train, because not only because you're a part of, again, a caregiver's Christmas carol. I'm bringing all my celebrity friends out. As they say in Jurassic Park, I spared no expense. I'm broke as heck, but I spared no expense. But
next time.
We're doing this. That's right. We gotta get Josh to fly us in on his private jet.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
So, A-Train, besides being probably number one comedic voices in the United States right now, with all the celebrities that you tour with every single weekend, that are our friends that are going to be on this show, mm-hmm. Joe Torre and the like. You were on the radio this morning and you had a very poignant subject that we got about maybe 5-10 minutes to talk about. Can you go ahead and elaborate a little bit on why you're even on air today?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, we've been discussing this HIV epidemic, you know, that is really spreading, you know, our nation and definitely hitting, you know, some of our communities, you know, especially here in the South. Memphis, Tennessee just went, they released a story last week about an estimated 300,000 people who have tested positive for HIV in Memphis, Tennessee alone. So that kind of struck up the conversation. And today, you know, we were talking on air about some of the things that have, like, popped off in the community of the HIV positive people, where they're having, you know, these HIV parties where they're affecting other people with HIV, and these people are willing to receive the virus just so they can get the assistance from the government. And it's a very, very harsh reality. And my thing is, you know, as we shared on the show today, we had a young lady who was affected by her husband, and they actually took the test in the beginning of their marriage, but she used his doctor, and unbeknownst to her, you know, he was covered under that HIPAA law in the state of Florida, where his doctor really couldn't release his status, although the husband was sitting there lying, saying that he was negative.
Wow.
So she didn't find out until afterwards she was pregnant with twins, that, you know, her prenatal care and everything was like, hey, sweetheart, we have some sad news for you, and that's when everything hit the fan. And then he came clean. Of course, charges were filed against him. He served time in prison for felony and everything, because that is a crime here in the state of Florida, with you knowing that you are a carrier and not sharing that information with your partner. And he had been a carrier since 2002, and this was 2007 when they got tested.
I have a question to ask you.
Chris is shaking
A-Train.
His head here. Wait, go ahead.
I want to ask them, it's a law in Florida. What about other states? I mean, if...
Well, you know...
No, well, I just wanted to know that.
I know in South Carolina, it's not a situation like it is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida would kind of cover you, but in some other states, you know, they don't hide that type of situation. Now, the crazy thing about it is the South, period, based on the HIV statistics, the states that are in the South are basically the majority of states that really is populated with HIV. So with the exclusion of Baltimore, but everything else, like you said, makes up the top 10 cities, you know, for HIV states or what have you.
Yes.
For HIV places, 10 of those cities are made up of the South. So, and, you know, Florida is on that list, of course. So it's just something that we talked about today, man. Wrap it up. I don't care if you have to get a trash bag, a Ziploc bag. Wrap it up, people, you know. And just kind of take care of yourself and stop violating natural wisdom and not and natural, you know, common sense, man. It's just,
right.
It's just real
bad. Yes. I just want to say one thing. I just lost my 50-year-old niece April 29th to HIV. It turned into, she got cancer and it turned into AIDS at that
moment. Wow.
And I lost
her. Wow, I'm sorry.
I'm still in mourning for that.
People, wow. I think, don't think that these things, you had cancer, but turned into AIDS and so on and so forth. Here's the problem, is that if you don't educate yourself, you don't really know what it is, how it is, who it is. And just like we always said, my favorite line is 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. We are all eligible to receive these negativity.
That's true.
And absolutely.
That's why A-Train, when I was listening to you this morning on national radio, and I just wanted people to understand what you are probably the funniest guy I know. Joe Torre, I hope you're not listening. but you are probably one of the funniest guys I know. But what when people don't realize is the reason we are funny and can be where we are today is because we talk seriousness.
Yes.
But we break it down to being humble enough that we can laugh about it. Because, you know, some people got skeletons in their closet.
Exactly.
Some people got cemeteries.
Yeah.
So let's talk about those cemeteries and it's and break it out and be funny. Bernie Mac did it. Richard Pryor did it.
That's true.
Steve Martin did it the best. So, you know, if we just talk about it, it gives people the education that they should even go out and do it. So, A-Train, before we leave, and I know Dawn is going to take you out, and then we got one more last guest for this segment, and then we're going to talk about some other things. But, A-Train, say something funny.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to introduce you. Yeah, A-Train, I've got a guest in the house that Walter doesn't know yet. Chris Helton was the rock star photographer in Orlando for many years with so many celebrities, and his mom just passed away. So a lot of prayers go out to him. He's here just, you know, chilling out here in Florida for a little bit and then on his way to Colorado. And so he's here with us. Say hi to A-Train.
Hey, A-Train, how you doing? You know, the problem I have with this is, like most people, we don't know the difference between HIV and AIDS. So my problem is if somebody knows they have it and then they turn around and end up having sex with somebody else, it should be a bigger crime.
Unprotected sex.
Yeah, because from my from what I know, it's incurable and you end up dying because of it. So therefore, it should be a more serious crime than it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, while we have A-Train on, you know, A-Train, I want to tell people, you know, what your website is, where people can get in touch with you. That's important.
Absolutely. They can reach me. Definitely follow me on social media, on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm on Facebook under A-Train Live, The Experience. I'm also on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. That's my Instagram, you know.
Okay.
And then my email address for all of my booking requests, they can forward that to info@comedianatrain.com. That's info@comedianatrain.com.
Can you also tell of any upcoming, you know, comedians that want to go through comedy? Did you go to comedy school like me? I went to the improv, and they didn't. They said I wasn't a comic because I didn't graduate yet. You're not a real comic, Dawn.
Oh, well,
it sounds like you were married to a big joke, so therefore you know. So there you have that piece, you know. But no, I didn't attend comedy school. You know, I got this thing naturally, man. You know, it is what it is, and it's so funny because when I first started out in comedy, I was in a competition with about 13 other people who they were in comedy school, and I won the competition, and I beat out all of these guys that were in comedy school, and the prize for that competition was I got a chance to perform at the Florida Times Union, which is, you know, one of the big arenas here in the city of Jacksonville, and it was a sold-out show, and I have been rocking, you know, ever since. So
wow, congratulations on that.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
That's super cool. You know, is it real life stories that you go through on your comedy? You know, I mean, did you ever read any books or your favorite author on comedy? I mean, I have a stack at home still.
Oh, you trying to give them away?
No. I still got to read them.
Anybody? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, any books? Yeah, any comic books? Not comic books.
Oh, God.
I'm starting my comedy all over again, aren't
I?
That's Tampa Comic Con next weekend.
Oh, my God.
Any comedy books or any authors that you kind of, you know, just, you know, went through and said, this is interesting?
Well, I will say this. You know, although I did not attend comedy school, I am a student of the game. And, you know, I've done my due diligence with,
you know, researching and studying those who've come before us, you know, mm-hmm. as far back as, you know, your mom, Avery. And,
oh,
you know,
wow.
All the way up, you know.
Yes.
So
That's funny you should say that, man. You talk about moms, Mabley.
Yeah, because, you know, my thing is it's impossible for me to do whatever I feel like I'm about to do or trying to do without honoring those who have come before me. Because basically what we're doing today is standing on the shoulders of all those who paved the way. I don't care what form of comedy, you fall in. Basically, you know, you gotta pay, you know, homage to those who come before us, and you learn and you see, you know, some of the do's and don'ts that they put out, you know, like Dick Gregory's, you know what I mean? Your Steve Wilson. I mean, I'm a fan of the game, like every genre, like not just your urban comedy, but, you know, even some of your comedic writers who never touched the stage, but they were behind the scenes, you know, with that pen. So it's a little bit of everything. I think the last book, to answer your question, the last comedy book that I read was The Art of Funny. So that was a pretty good book.
Nice.
And it talked a little about, you know, how to write your jokes and how to be diligent as a comedian every week to structure, you know, your material that you're pulling from your world. So,
A-Train, we're getting short on time, but listen, before we go, I asked you to be funny about one thing. So you're talking about Moms Mabley, and I got Mama Yvonne over here. So I got one for you, man. Your mama got a mouth in the back of the neck, and she chewed like this.
Oh.
You got something better? Help me out.
I do.
Your mama joke? What's your mama joke?
Yeah. You're going to go back to the grade school years. You know what I'm saying? Your mama head so big, she need a kickstand on her neck. You know what I'm saying?
Goodbye, A-Train.
Well, A-Train, when I was a flight attendant, I used to walk down the aisle, and people would say, do you know what time it is? And I'd look at my watch and go, yes, I do. I keep walking. And then they say, do you know where we are? I say, you know, after they had a couple of drinks, I say, look out the window. Didn't you see the last sign? And honest to God, they look out the window.
Oh, wow. Oh,
darn. Anyway.
Do you see why she still hasn't graduated? Okay.
we went
from their mama to walking and looking out of the airplane window. What the H-E double hockey sticks are we talking?
I was trying to think of mama jokes, but I couldn't think of one.
All right, Joe, black people are the best at that.
Hey, big Walt. I mean, you know, that's how we were raised, man. You know, today, you know, I definitely understand the subject of bullying, but, man, that's how we were raised coming up. I mean, you couldn't go outside unless you
had a good your mama joke.
Yeah, you gotta
have to start fighting.
Mama joke. You know what I mean?
Yes, you have a mom.
Yeah, just our world, man. That was our world.
Yes.
Well, I want to invite you. If you're ever here with Walter, you can come down to the station. If you're ever in Clearwater, please come down and be our guest.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely.
And do you have an agent? Real quick.
I do.
Do you have an agent?
I do have a manager. I have an agent that was entertaining us for a while. But you know, we're working on some stuff. I got some tours and things that's coming up. So.
Okay, we're gonna hook you up with one as well, a SAG agent that Walter has. I'm gonna send paperwork to you, Walter. You have
okay.
it.
All right. Okay. Absolutely.
Sounds good, A-Train. Thank you so much.
We love you, man.
Yes.
I love you, guy. I'll talk to you later, big dog.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That was a surprise from Walter, everybody.
We have one
more that's on the line. And Peter Blake,
he's going to introduce him.
He's ready to jump off his seat because he wants to jump in here.
I know.
I like when Walter does it, though.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Former Philadelphia Eagle offensive lineman,
Rusty Russell!
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, that voice sounds good. Yeah.
What's up, big dog?
You should hear when I do the quiet storm.
You can tell he's a big guy.
Rusty's 6'7", y'all. He's just big.
No.
Hey, hide all your food before you even cook it. Because he got his eye on everything uncooked and cooked. Trust me.
Walter.
Rusty, I'm sorry.
Telling my secret.
We know how to get him here. That's what we got to do.
Dawn, you better have, when Rusty come down here,
chicken wings.
You better have some food up in here.
Pizza.
We will make sure.
Oh, he's telling you. chicken wings and pizza.
Philly cheesesteak.
Hey, Rusty, before we get into this, because Pete's going to get involved with this Pete's is the big football fan, but Rusty, give us a little bit of a Quiet Storm voice. Give me something.
There you go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the big dog coming right at you at the Quiet Storm. Here's Luther Vandross. A house is not a home.
Wow.
You make me want to go home and get some.
Hey, you talk to Sissy about that. Not me, brother.
Peter, can we find that song?
I can try. wait, I can sing it.
Let's do it.
No, you're going to lose your audience.
No, I want to hear.
No.
Hi, Rusty.
Hey, Rusty, stop. All right, while Pete finds the song, Pete, okay. Rusty, Philadelphia Eagles. Pete, the first thing Pete asked me was, are you still a Philadelphia Eagle fan?
Oh, I absolutely am. I support them because that was the first team that drafted me. I played for them for a couple of years, and then I moved on to the Los Angeles Raiders, but that's another story. But anyway, I still love them. I've always supported them, and I have an affection for them. You know, always.
Well,
wait a minute.
Lead in, Rusty. Lead in.
Lead
in. Lead in. Go ahead.
Do 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 do.
Sound like you gotta go to the bathroom.
Walter.
This is Hollywood Connections.
Oh, it's Hollywood Connections. I don't want to lose the connection.
I think we've done that before. Somebody said that before. Walter.
Walter.
All right. Lead in the song. He's got it for
Rusty,
you.
Rusty. Ladies and gentlemen. Coming from the west coast of California.
Oh, man.
He is.
The
most romantic voice you've ever met.
Yes.
On the radio or anywhere else. Ladies and gentlemen, Luther Vandross.
Whoa.
That's pretty good, but it ain't good as mine.
Whatever. Okay. I asked you to do it.
Rusty, do yours now.
Do yours now. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, you want me to do the intro?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Quiet Storm. This is your band, Big Russ, coming right at you. We've got you with Luther Vandross, and a house is not a home.
On 106.1 FM.
Hey. There you go. There
gotcha.
You go.
God, that's awesome.
There you go.
That was beautiful.
Well, now we got that. We got past that, and now I got to go put on some new underwear. But
TMI,
Rusty,
TMI.
Let's talk a little bit of football. Of course, you know who my family is with Ezekiel Elliott and what's going on. And Pete, I know you got a couple of questions for Rusty as you had for me.
Yeah, you're an offensive lineman. You're also an Eagle fan. What do you think of their first Carson Wentz being the franchise quarterback of that team? And what do you think of that team overall and their direction with Doug Peterson?
Well, it looks like to me that they're improving. I've watched them. I'm doing the offseason, and they made some good moves. And I think Carson Wentz is the future, which is now. The future is now. Everybody's talking about the future, wait till next year. This is next year. So there's no excuse. We had a lot of close games last year. We lost that we should have won. And I'm really looking forward to this season because there's a little fan club, a Philadelphia Eagle fan club that meets at the Wingstop down here every Sunday, and all they watch is Philadelphia Eagles football. So naturally, when I come in the house, hey, it's all glorious.
Yeah, I mean, getting Alshon Jeffrey, getting Torrey Smith, they're definitely not playing for the future. Who's an offensive lineman right now that you watch in the NFL that you enjoy watching? Because offensive linemen aren't known as being guys that are going to make the big deals. They're not guys that are looked at as being flashy, but they are such an integral part of football.
Yeah, that's true. I noticed that on the pay scale. So unless you're a premium
left tackle, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Unless you're a premium backside left side tackle. You know, the big bucks don't come. You play in obscurity, no recognition. But guess what? You love the game. I love the game. And I could care less about recognition. As long as I got my job done and kept my quarterback upright.
Mm.
Okay. Well, you know, I I had the pleasure of playing with Ron Jaworski and Randall Cunningham. So that right there in itself speaks volumes.
One final question, because I know that Walter's going to love this. Tell me what your thoughts are on that Dallas Cowboy offensive line.
Well, you know, much as I detest the Cowboys.
He's an Eagle.
How about Miami Dolphins?
I mean, you got to expect. I mean, this was inbred once I got to the Eagles.
Green Bay
to the
Packers?
Eagles. So, but I'll tell you what. I tell you what. Any running back would love to have that offensive line in front of him. Any quarterback, ask Walter himself, would love to have an offensive line.
Right now, I'd like to have any line in front of me. Get that money back.
Especially that line. That line is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I rate them the top line coming into this season. And if Ezekiel Elliott would keep his head on straight, screw it on, and realize that, you're in the public eye. I mean, every little thing you do will be scrutinized. I don't care if you sneeze on somebody, you better say excuse me, because it will be reported the wrong way. Oh my God, Big Rusty just sneezed on somebody. Let's tell him. He didn't say excuse me. Dang, on it.
Exactly. And Rusty, it brings me to my next question here with Ezekiel Elliott and his troubles and knowing Roger Goodell and the way the NFL has really cracked down on this. What's the advice that you would give Elliott? Because to me, I think it comes down to even if he were involved in this incident, and there's no sure thing that he was, if you have Roger Goodell and he has that huge eye on you, would you just not stay away from everything at this point until it kind of cools down?
Absolutely. I wouldn't go to a party, a dance. I wouldn't even go to a kid's birthday shower. I'm sorry.
I'm serious, because when Goodell's his eyes on you, just got to just lay low. You know, stay at home, have a party. You know, invite the friends over there.
Exactly. Party at home. Do it at home. They can't do nothing.
Have them all sign non-disclosure agreements.
Exactly.
Take the phones away.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. So, good stuff.
You know, the funny thing about all of this is, you know, I'm going to go home and make a phone call, right?
Uh-oh.
You need to make that phone call.
But Rusty and I are going to talk about this later on.
Oh, yeah.
In private.
In private.
But they're absolutely right. And as much as I know his father, Stacy, and his mom for most of them, all of my life, I just know that it's going to prevail. But the one thing that we're going to talk about even on Pete's radio show,
Sports Web,
is that the NFL has its own rules, bylaws, and laws. And people don't know that. And that's some of the stuff you need to do a little investigative reporting on and so on and so forth. Because we have to watch out for ourselves, because before it hits social media and before it hits ESPN and so on and so forth, the NFL has to give it the clearance. So whatever's hitting the fan now, believe me, they know that it's going to affect that team and him, because you can't hide all the time. What's done in the dark
comes out in the light.
I agree with you on that. And I think you guys being former players, you have to go back to the NFL Players Association, and they have to sit down with the owners and Roger Goodell and kind of map out some consistency issues. They've taken this stand about domestic violence. Okay, but you got to be more consistent with this. The Players Association, they do have the power because they do make the money for the owners and Roger Goodell. So they have to sit down and they have to map out consistency issues. You can't suspend somebody for 2 games and then suspend somebody for a year. It has to be more consistent. They also have to take in context every incident. You can't just suspend somebody because they're involved in that bar. If he didn't fight, okay, then he shouldn't be suspended. If he did, then Roger Goodell has the right to do whatever they want to. But it has to go and has to fall on the Players Association. Who's the leader of the Players Association right now?
Right now, here it's is Mike McBath.
Okay.
Here in Orlando, but he is also the national.
Who's the guy that runs it? The attorney that negotiated the $1 billion deal. I'm trying to think of what his name is.
Rusty, you got a better answer than I will. I don't know.
I keep forgetting his name.
Yeah.
I see who it is.
Well, see, that's a problem.
That means he's not doing a good job.
That's it, right there. So whether it's Troy Vincent, who you're familiar with because he was a former Philadelphia Eagle cornerback, whether it's him or somebody else in the background, they got to do a better job of protecting the players. period.
Yes.
Rusty,
I think so.
I know. I'm looking at the time, and this is such a great show, Yvonne. And I love to surprise Peter because he so well needs it. He does support my show and works so hard. Rusty, where do you live now? What area? And what are you doing now?
Well, I'm in Orlando, Florida. And,
okay.
I'm retired. But I've been doing personal security for over 20 years. And, you know, it's a fun gig, but, you know, I've had to slow myself down because of, I had to have hip replacement surgery. And it's like, I have to rethink my drink. Oh, yeah, trust me, every athlete that comes out has something that's wrong with them. And,
Rusty, do you know what? That CTE means exactly what you and I got. We can't remember.
Yeah.
Nothing. So, all right, so that's why we're involved in all these lawsuits. But real quick, Rusty.
Is that a scary thing for you, knowing about CTE?
Yeah, it is. But the thing is, I want to know. You know, I'm not going to sit back. Like, I talked to several players about getting involved before August 7th, and the response I got was a lot of them were like this. I don't want to know.
Oh,
and I'm
boy.
Like, dude,
no, you want to know.
The money is on the table for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because in the event something happens, you're going to need that money for your family to help take care of you. So why not get involved
caregiver.
Now? Exactly. Mm-hmm. The caregiver goes back to caregiver.
Caregiver.
I mean, you have to, because I understand what it's like to be a caregiver, because I cared for my mom for a whole summer with a bad ankle and
tool to your play.
But I took care of her because that's my mother. I don't care what kind of pain I was in. I wanted to take care of her first.
Do you know my mother always said before she passed away, she said, find a man that loves his mother because he'll take good care of you. And I do, you know, and that's so special. But also, what is your Facebook, your website? Anybody can get in touch with you? Do you social media?
Anyone can get in touch with me. And also, as far as being funny, I'm one of the funniest guys on Facebook, by the way.
We need to get him here to the stage, Walter.
We need to get you here, Rusty.
Yes.
Hey, just look me up, Rusty Russell, on Facebook, and Big Rusty underscore Russell on Instagram. Mm. And anybody that wants to holler at me, because I'm here for you. If you want to talk to me, if you want to do anything, just let me know.
Uh-huh.
Rusty, that's a good lead-in to not only just that you're a caregiver, but I just graciously thank God for the opportunity to work with you once again, because you just accepted the part of being the ghost of Christmas future.
Wow.
Christmas Carol. That is going to be off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
So many celebrities. Mama Yvonne. Of course, Dawn Reese is in it. We have so many other celebrities. A-Train that are flying in, and they're all doing it for the charity for Hands and Hearts That Care. And Rusty, we, number one, want to thank you. We're going to get into the last 10 minutes of this show and talk about just a little bit of that so we can get people to start donating, so we can start giving kids the world. We just partnered with the Toys for Tots and so on. So, Rusty, this is usually Dawn's part, but I'm just going to say goodbye to you in reference to us.
Well, I have one question. I'd like to bring him in someday and bring some football youth guys from one of the local high schools.
He's bigger than this place.
I know. He that's okay. But
he's
opposing. He's such a role model for these young kids.
He plays the perfect role of Christmas past, because that was always the scariest one in the whole bunch.
Okay. Well, it's a thought list.
But he's the reason that he is the ghost of Christmas future is the fact that the ghost of Christmas future told Scrooge that you're going to die.
That's it.
Okay, but Rusty, because he's a caregiver, tells him how not to die.
Okay.
It's a perfectly written script, and the only mean one in it is the devil.
Oh.
Okay, and the avenging angel.
He's got that laugh, though. That laugh is just...
Wait, Rusty, do that laugh again.
Rusty, we got to get out of here. Thank you so much. We got to move on.
It's been delightful.
Love you guys. Thank you. Hey, it was great being on the show.
It was delightful.
I have a camp for the kids. I'm attending a camp with Marlon Moye Moore next week for the kids. And it's
wonderful.
Going to be awesome. So thank you for having me, guys. And if you, like I said, if Walter wants to bring me down there to do something, you know he knows I'm willing. It's
Wait. Okay. Chris wants to say something to you.
Sure, yeah, it was great meeting you, man. This guy came up
Chris.
To me. Introduced himself. What a great guy. I was impressed. And I've never met a professional foosball player in my life.
What the heck is foosball?
Oh, I thought you said you did foosball.
Oh my God.
Watching too many, too much water boy.
Too much water boy.
You can't do it.
You playing the foosball? Bobby Boucher.
Foosball is the devil.
The devil.
Foosball is the devil.
The chickens are coming home to roost.
Rusty, we gotta go. We got a few more things to talk about. God bless you. I love you.
You too.
All right.
Love you guys.
We gotta finish out a couple more notes, and then we're going to get back. Don Reese, this is your show.
Oh, thank you. No, you have brought some amazing guests today. And then tell everybody again who was on the air with us.
Oh, we had, of course, we had Josh from Toys for Tots. That's a big part of what's about to happen with the Christmas Carol. His event is on the 5th of August in Orlando, Florida. For Toys for Tots, we're going to bring so many toys in. And since he's taken over, man, there has been a plethora of toys that have been donated beyond the past. And with Toys for Tots, because of Josh. I call him JP. Okay, it's at 129 West Church Street at Harry Buffalo's, 4 o'clock until we get the last G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Okay? And then also, Victory Casino Cruises, we're going to bring them on to do a whole bunch of stuff with us. We're finalizing all of the celebrities that we're going to have on the boat for the football season. Every Sunday is going to be a new celebrity flying in and so on. And Lawrence Taylor, we're trying to finalize Lawrence. It's crazy. So
I heard September 30th, and that would make sense because the New York Giants are in town to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on October 1st.
That's why, I rely on Cynthia to handle all of that. And then also Ferrari. We're getting a new sponsor, Ferrari. Tim Rush, Ferrari of South Florida. I'm sorry, of Orlando and such. We have so many things we're bringing to Don Reese and so on, and Mama Yvonne. Remember, the name of the Christmas Carol is the Caregivers Christmas Carol, December 8th and the 9th at Wakaiva Performing Arts Center. We have so many different things. You can call into the radio here at 727-441-3000. But if you want to be a part of Hands and Hearts That Care, we're doing a big push in the next couple of days. Call and donate so I can help even the young lady that was here today and give them funds. You know, even when I stay broke, I'm still helping somebody else. But you can go to handsandheartsthatcare.org. Danny Morgan, she's putting this all on live pods and so on. The number is 844-422-3574 or 407-656-1005. And I guarantee you, my agent from Famous Faces, Paul, and you can call and check me out on at his number and area code 954-341-0588. It's going to make you proud one day. And I got a new sneaker contract, y'all. Look.
Oh, my God.
Sneaker tag.
Oh.
Sneaker tag.
Did they come in women's sizes?
Yes, they do. All women tag from Miami, Florida. They just sold a pair of sneakers for $53,000 from Back to the Future that he wore. What's his name from Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox.
Yep. They sold his sneaker in my hand for $53,000 because I added my little ugly face.
Wow.
So these sneakers I'm wearing right now are $950, but they're selling high-end sneakers, but they're giving back to Foundation. And then mine is one, and Toys for Tots. And share the care. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Share some care, because I bet you 10 out of 10 people, not even the recognition side of it, is the 6 degrees of separation. Now is 1 degree. Somebody knows somebody that's taking care of somebody else.
A caregiver.
Hands and Hearts That Care. And Mama Yvonne, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, because I'm a caregiver.
Victory Casino, Pete Lynch, and Sneak Attack, Wynwood. They're at 2519 Northeast 2nd Street in Wynwood, Florida, which is right next to Miami. Just to name a few sponsors, but they're all coming because I'm there and because God has blessed me, because when I became a caregiver that quick, didn't realize it, that I had to do and take care of somebody that could not take care of themselves.
Yes.
How many of you have the same story? And I'm raising funds through all these foundations to make other people do what they have to do to take care of somebody else. And I'll say this, and then I'm going to get off the air. Money is like manure.
It doesn't do any good unless you spread it around and make other things grow, because I can't take it with me.
That's true, Walter.
Wow, very powerful message. And also, if you're looking for a good church, I want you to go to beaminghopechurch.org. I just love Pastor Joe over there, and they've got so many exciting things happening in that church, non-denominational in Largo. Yvonne Madison, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mama!
I'm glad to be here.
I always love mama.
Awesome. Chris Helton in the house. He's going to be leaving us soon to go to Orlando and then on to Colorado. Chris, any last words you'd like to say?
Yeah, what's
up? What? Wait. You're on the air. Chris, you're on the air.
What's the football thing you're talking about?
Oh, that's foosball.
Yeah, foosball.
Yeah, foosball.
You playing the foosball?
You playing that foosball?
You get up on the table and kick a little bit.
Wait, you are just one beer away from knowing what it is. And I'm with you. Trust me.
The problem is I have gluten. Beer has gluten.
They have gluten-free beer.
Okay, what the heck is, like, foosball? What's gluten?
You know,
no, I'm only
actually, the funny thing, it happened overnight. I'm a cheeseburger maniac, and all at once one day I started getting sick.
The best cheeseburgers are at the Salt Greek Grill down there.
Don't tell me.
I
crave cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I crave them. Of course, if it's something you can't have, what do you want?
Oh, boy.
Obviously, what you can't have. And guess what I want?
You can't have your cake.
Speak for yourself.
Too.
I'm having it tonight.
Well, actually.
Put it on that Foreman grill right now.
I'm going to Popeye's chicken.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Get that red beans and rice.
It was her birthday, and I couldn't even eat the cake.
Uh-oh. But you were there, and that
was there.
Important. That was also.
I got to sing.
Yes, you did. Thank
you. I'll tell you what, Walter. When you come in and do the sports web, I'm getting Popeye's chicken with red beans and rice. And biscuits and honey. All right?
Joe, you have no idea how much you just made my day.
There you go.
And how much you just signed this contract.
I love it.
All right, I'm with you, bro.
Wait a second.
That's all you needed to do was just bring some Popeyes.
If he
That's
comes it. Next week, we'll have Popeyes.
All right, sounds good.
We'll make that happen.
Popeyes actually has gluten.
I'll take the gluten.
You got the gluten
ball. I don't care about the gluten.
You know what it is? It's nuts. It's being allergic to wheat. Wait, wheat's in everything.
You know what's really crazy, Mama?
HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. Remember, put in promo code BEACH.
I'm allergic to food.
MyPillow.com. Support the show. Yes.
Oh, what happened to Popeye's spinach?
Oh, I don't know.
They had Popeye's spinach? Oh, you mean Popeye's spinach?
Oh, I get it now. Oh, okay.
It took him a little while.
It took me a little while. Popeye did do spinach and made him really strong.
Did, yes.
Okay.
I need more of that,
gotcha.
Too.
Now you're taking me back about 50 years, but it's all good. But I love some chicken from Popeye's.
Next week, we have Rose Rosen, casting director, that will be here on the 7 o'clock hour, talk about all the films that she's casted and what she's doing. And so much more. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. And thank you for joining us, Walter. Thank you so much.
Yes. We had a super show today, Dawn.
I know. Wasn't it fun?
It was so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. And it's also Walter as well. Thank you, Walter.
Thank you, guys. Helton, love you.
Check out Chris Helton on Facebook.
Yes.
Bye, everybody. God bless. Give it to him. And watch things happen.
Pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friendship.